This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Each side in the Scottish independence vote that comes tomorrow has its talking points, its spin, economic benefits or costs, the political upside or downside. Fairly standard politicking, right? Except, with national identity quite literally on the line, there's a lot more emotion in this vote than usual. From Glasgow Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
A string of major companies say they'll pull their headquarters out of Scotland if it votes for independence. Big supermarket chains say separation will push up prices. Deutsche Bank claims the country could be plunged into another Great Depression. Some eminent academics even question Scotland's sanity.
I think it's driven by a kind of collective madness. I think from the vantage point of an economic historian, this is obviously going to be a disastrous move.
Niall Ferguson, expatriate Scotsman and professor of history at Harvard.
I live in the United States, but still feel myself every inch a Scotsman. But this is a bit like Colorado seeking its independence. This is just astonishing to behold.
Some critics say Scotland's in the grip of Braveheart fever, carried away by a fantasy of liberation, just like Mel Gibson in the movie.
But they'll never take our freedom!
But the calm, softly spoken, supremely rational professor of economics and supporter of independence, Mike Danson, says that's absolute nonsense.
Nobody talks about Braveheart in Scotland. For very, very few people is that what independence is about. Some have said it will be the first case of a country trying to become independent on the back of economics rather than on the back of heart and emotion and identity.
More than 200 small and medium-sized Scottish businesses, like this cheesecake maker in Ayr, support independence. They say if the country separates, it'll be much more prosperous and fairer than it is today. The boss of this company, Frances Barron, says she'll definitely be voting yes and using her head.
I would say the majority of people will be voting from their head as well, because people are getting their eyes opened and their mouths are hanging open when they actually hear just how wealthy this country is and how well positioned that we are to move forward with independence.
The Yes campaign ads have bragged relentlessly about how rich Scotland is.
And an independent Scotland would be among the top 20 wealthiest countries in the world.
And they've promised a glittering array of extra social and welfare
Just
benefits.
Imagine what we could do with our vast wealth and resources.
Including its geographic share of North Sea oil, Scotland is per capita richer than the rest of the UK. And it raises more tax. With its oil, whiskey and other products, it's a champion exporter. But the oil is declining and most of its other exports go to England. Severing national ties with their biggest market and closest neighbour has raised concern among many voters here.
I'm worried about what's going to happen. What's going to happen to my pension? What's going to happen to my healthcare?
It's a very worrying time. It's a huge decision, this. The biggest that we'll ever make.
It will be much more expensive to run a country of 5 million people. Everything will cost much more per head.
You're going to be voting no.
Absolutely. I am totally opposed to nationalism in any form. I think it just causes division and split, which is what it's doing now to Scottish society.
Telling me to leave my country if they get a yes vote.
The referendum campaign has grown increasingly emotional on both sides, with angry exchanges in the street. But David Bell, professor of economics at Stirling University, thinks that when most people enter the polling booths tomorrow, the head will rule the heart.
There are a lot of very passionate people involved in it. There's no question about that. But I'm not convinced that that's what the average voter will be thinking about when they go into the booth.
It'll be cool, calm, economic calculation.
I think for many, many people, that'll be the case.
By Friday, we'll know whether Scotland is going to go it alone. It could be some time, however, before we know for sure whether that means the heart or the head has prevailed. In Glasgow, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.